Wow, that was rather intense. That was the Electric Six. They have been around for quite some time. I have to admit they've never been on the Motor Live Drive. They were already a little too big by the time we started Motor, and they've done a lot of touring, and they continue to tour and record, but they are a Detroit local band. We heard from them a song called Psychic Visions off their CD that came out on Metropolis called Heartbeat and Brainwaves, and they have a show at St. Andrew's Hall. St. Andrew's Hall is a great venue to see music on, and it's not too far around the corner from Greektown there. It doesn't have a lot of shows, at least not that, I don't know if they do DJ things or what. It's rare that I even, I list someplace from a show at St. Andrew's Hall. But it really is a great venue to see music. One of the things a lot of people like about it is it has a balcony wrapped around the stage and around the entire dance floor. So if you want to just enjoy the music, you can sit upstairs, or if you want to stand and be within the blast of the music, you can stand on the dance floor and dance, hopefully. Electric Six will be at St. Andrew's Hall on Saturday night. Before them, we heard Blue Snaggletooth. They have a show at Corktown Theater, another interesting venue. There's a bar downstairs, and in order to avoid all the chatter from the people at the bar, the music is upstairs. And they've got a great lineup there. The only thing bands don't like about this place is having to haul their music up all those stairs, because it's got a great feel. It's a great gritty Detroit band venue. And on Friday night, Blue Snaggletooth, which we heard Fireball Island off their self-released EP. We heard Blue Snaggletooth. They are going to be playing with Bounty Hunter, Intergalactic, and Lava Moth Friday night at Corktown Theater. That's on Michigan Avenue. The address is 1716 Michigan Avenue, not too far from Tiger Stadium. Alrighty. Right now I got queued up Howard Glazer, Detroit Blues Party, one of my favorite songs. It is, of course, the name of Howard and Mr. White's Blues Party at the U Detroit on Monday night. It's got a Honey Boy Edwards and Emmanuel Young and Lady T in it. It's just a fun CD. In fact, the CD is called Wired for Sound. And Howard Glazer has a lot of shows. In fact, he's one of the hardest working Detroit musicians. Monday night he does the U Detroit. He just started about a week or two ago something at the New Way Lounge in Ferndale on Wednesday night. It's an open jam, so bring your guitar, bring your instruments of whatever choice. Join him either at the U Detroit Cafe or at the New Way in Ferndale on Wednesday night. Also, Friday nights, he plays at the casino, Motor City Casino, I believe. Greektown Casino. I'm sorry, Howard. Greektown Casino. And I know he has various other shows with Emmanuel Young, Harmonica Shaw, and the EL34s, his own band. Any night of the week, practically, he's playing somewhere. So we're going to play Howard Glazer's Detroit Blues Party, and I'm going to read some of what's happening this weekend that we don't have music for. And then we'll get back into more music until we go live with Rose Cult, who say they're on their way. This is WHFR Dearborn. We're the station making waves.
Party, there ain't nobody. Party. Detroit Blues Party. The Detroit Blues Party.
All right. Yeah, can you pull it close? The band has arrived. They are out there setting up frantically. We hope to get it on as quickly as possible. What we heard in that last set was Howard Glaser and the EL34s off his CD Wired for Sound. This came out on Lazy Brothers Records. Howard Glaser, again, he plays Monday nights at U Detroit Cafe with host Mr. White. They do a jam down there. It's broadcast on the internet as well as a live venue on Randolph Street. And you never know who comes down on Monday night. It's a very interesting experience. And Wednesday nights, he's playing at the New Way Bar in Ferndale. And Friday night, he'll be playing at the Greektown Casino. We heard, again, Detroit Blues Party. Up next, I want to tell you about a couple other shows happening around town that I kind of glossed over. Blue Pontiac has a show tonight. Along with them will be the Adres and the Flatland Stars. This is an interesting place I've never been to before. They are having a speaker who is an international sweatshop activist, Charlie Kernahan is going to be speaking. Actually, he's probably talking right now. After he's done talking, they're going to have a social that will go on till about 8 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock, the music starts with the Addrays, Blue Pontiac, and Flatland Stars. We've got Blue Pontiac's Fireball Island, and we will play that in this set. Then we will go to something from the Deadbeat Beat. They've got a show happening at PJ's Lager House Saturday night, along with the Kickstand Band and Lightning Love. So I think we'll throw Deadbeat Beat and Lightning Love in this set, and then we will see what happens and see if we are ready to go live by then, hopefully. In the meantime, we'll just keep the local music going.
When you're Please join us for a WHFR benefit featuring live blues music on Saturday, November 17th.
Take a ride now, baby. Come and ride with me.
With solo artist Leonardo. Machine Gun Kelly and her band, The Thugs. And the Chris Canis Band.
Come and ride with me. Take a ride.
Only a $5 donation at the door for this fantastic show. 21 and over, please. Great blues music on Saturday, November 17th at the New Place Lounge in Dearborn. Don't miss it.
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
Hey, Mom. Why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ford Community College gift cards are a great way to show your support for someone in your life who is seeking the skills necessary to fulfill their dreams. Available in values from $10 to $100, gift cards can be used towards payment of tuition, purchasing books and supplies, lab fees, or even a lunch at Skylight Cafe. Gift cards can be purchased at the campus bookstore or online at collegestore.hfcc.edu. College gift cards. What better way to encourage a student in your life than with an investment in their future?
That's right. Henry Ford Community College is a great place to, fulfill your dreams. And we hope that you are listening here. We are going to be going live with the Rose Cult just as soon as we get a thumbs up from our sound engineer. But I want to tell you what you heard in that last set. We heard from, what did we hear? We heard Blue Pontiac, and they did a song called, they did Sandman. Blue Pontiac has a show at the Cass Corridor Commons along with Flatland Star in the Adres. The Cass Corridor Commons, boy, that's not easy to say. Cass Corridor Commons is on Cass Avenue in the Cass Corridor area. The address is 4605. This is a fundraiser for the community center, and it's already started. You can head on down there. They say they're going to have snacks and tasty treats, and you can hear some great music. Also in that set, what else did we hear? We heard the Deadbeat Beat and Lightning Love. From the Deadbeat Beat we heard last week and Lightning Love we heard together. They are going to be together, as a matter of fact, at PJ's Logger House on Saturday night along with the Kickstand Band. Speaking of PJ's Logger House, there's a great show there happening Friday night. I thought I had the Meltdowns music with me, but I can't find it. I guess I left it in the turntable at home. But the Meltdowns are a great psycho surf band from Detroit, and they are going to be opening for the Red Elvises. The Red Elvises are out of Siberia, and they are a band to see. They are going to be playing at PJ's Logger House Friday night. Interesting show. Very interesting show. All righty. We have Patrick Davey and the Ghosts queued up in the CD player right now. They are going to be playing a show Saturday night at the North End Studio. Along with them will be the Rose Cult. We're going to have to, with what little time we have with the Rose Cult, to find out more about this venue. I've never been there. It's on Lorraine Street in Detroit. It's a bring-your-own bottle, so they don't have a liquor license. But it's an interesting lineup. They've got the Vanguts. I think that's how it's pronounced. The Autotonics. And Adam Fitzgerald Smith. I know it's down near the intersection of the 94 and 96 in Grand River and that kind of section of town, down in the heart of Detroit. The North End Studio, again, is the name of the venue. You might Google it and get more information. We're going to listen to Patrick Davey and the Ghost. We've got Afterglow queued up, and you can see them along with the Rose Cult, who will be playing live as soon as we get thumbs up. So here we go with Patrick Davey and the Ghost to kick off this set. We got a thumbs up from Alan, our sound engineer, that we are good to go. Let me start the recording so we can document what we've been doing. And are you ready, Mr. White?
We are right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. And in the studio today, we have Rose Cult right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Fellas, are you there?
No, we're
not getting it in yet. Hang on. Keep yelling for us.
Check.
No, nothing yet.
Wait, I hear a guitar. Wait.
Ah! Give us a holler.
All right.
No, vocals.
His mic isn't working.
No vocals.
Now try it.
Hello.
Yes, we
See,
have.
This is why we ask you to get here early. You are ready. Good to go.
All right. Well, in fact, fellas, what are you going to start out with today?
I lost it again.
Sorry, I did that. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you there? No, not yet.
All right, is somebody...
Okay. Okay. Are you there?
Check.
Yes, you're there. Hello? Okay, go for it.
All right. for she can pacify my mind. She says, baby, you're looking so good. Smoking a cigarette. Cigarettes, my cigarettes, my cigarettes.
Have the Rose Cult right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. Fellas, would you like to introduce the band?
I would. My name is C.N. Pratt. I'm the singer of the band. We also have Andrew Mislowski over here.
And what does Andrew play? What does Andrew do?
Andrew's the lead guitarist, and he also sings vocals. In fact, he's about to sing this next song coming up. We've got Miles Hubble on the keyboard and Jeremy Whiting on drums.
And you are the Rose Cult.
That is us.
All right, do you have a big, big show coming up?
We do. We have a show this Saturday.
This Saturday?
November 10th at North End Studios. It's 5101 Lorraine, Detroit.
All right.
It should be a really good time. Our new CD will be available there as well.
You just picked it up today, didn't you?
We did. We just got those today, so we're really happy about that. Excited to get it out there.
All right, what's the name of the record?
It's called Welcome to the Rose Cult.
Ooh, wow. Well, welcome to WHFR. And what will be next song?
Glad to be here.
And what's that next song you have planned?
This is called Shoreline.
Do another tune called Revolution Number 2 in a moment.
All right, while Alan Cantina was making some quick repairs there, who else is playing on the show you've got at the North End Studio?
We've got Patrick Davey and the Ghosts opening for us. Also, the Vonnegut's are playing, and the Audionics, which is a new group I haven't seen yet, but I'm sure they're going to be fantastic.
Oh, right.
Audionics. Okay, I didn't know how to pronounce it, but I like that. Like the name.
And the studio itself, the North End Studio, where is that located again?
It's practically right off of Grand River and Warren. It's on a street called Lorraine. It's an art gallery.
Oh, okay. I see it's a bring-your-own refreshment.
Yes, it is a bring-your-own refreshments event.
That's a great idea.
All right. Well,
you're going to be celebrating your CD release? This is a CD release extravaganza for you?
Our debut album is coming out this Saturday at North End Studios.
And people would be able to pick up Welcome to the Rose Cult right there?
Okay, I think Alan has got us back on. Cool. Good to go?
Revolution number 2.
I've got my pretty shoes. We look so good that we could kill. This revolution needs to happen soon. The time has come for corporate blood to spill. And if you ask me what to do, you get the Cold War blues. We'll be right back. this tune, sing it in the key of flat denial. Long hair and leather, the battle's soon for our platoon. Our war will be won, fought in style. And if you ask me what to do, it gets a Cold War blues. Cold War Blues.
All right, yeah.
All right. I know that you guys rushed in here so fast, you didn't even get a chance to take your coat off. You're in there. We really appreciate you. Getting here and
oh, pleasure to be here.
And congratulations on your first CD that'll be coming out Saturday night. So do you want to just keep the music going?
Yeah, let's keep it rolling.
Yeah. This song's called I'm a Surfer Now.
Thank you.
What's the best way for people to get a hold of the Rose Cult? In fact, are you there, guys?
Yes.
What's the best way for people to get a hold of the Rose Cult?
The best way for them to get a hold of us would probably be to look us up on our Bandcamp. That's where all of our music is available.
Okay.
If you just type us into Google, it should pop up pretty quickly.
And how about Facebook? Everybody's on
there. Yep, we've got a Facebook as well. You can find us there. Just search the Rose Cult.
Okay, we're doing a little bit of more adjusting in there. I know that you are the Rose Cult, not just Rose Cult.
That is true.
Yeah.
Okay, so when they Google it or Bandcamp it, it's the Rose Cult music?
It'll pop up under either one. With or without the.
Okay, we're getting some feedback from one of the amps, I think.
All right, we're back in business, it sounds like. You had a bad cord on
there.
Nothing was coming through.
Thank you, Alec.
Well, fortunately, Alan Cantino, our marvelous sound engineer, is right on the ball for you. In fact, why don't we keep things rolling as he's on the ball? All right, the Rose Cult right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Your CD release party is where this weekend? You can't hear it? Okay.
It's at the North End Studio.
North End Studios?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, on Lorraine Street?
Yes.
5101 Lorraine. That's
right
off.
Grand River and Warren.
Grand River and Warren, kind of between the intersections of 94 and 96, right in that heart of Detroit.
All right. What time does that go on?
It starts at 10 o'clock, but it'll be running until post 4 a.m. probably.
All right, and that's a BYOB.
Yes, it is, whatever that means.
All right, and the best place to get a hold of you guys?
The best place to get a hold of us would definitely be on our Bandcamp page.
All right.
Or the Facebook.
And you can get your brand new CD, Welcome to the Bandcamp, this Saturday.
Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Oh.
In fact, you got about 3 minutes left. What can you give us?
We've got one more song called Letters from the Honest Politician that we'd like to play.
You found one? This is the Rose Cult here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Next week, stay tuned for Jay Walker and the Crossing Guards right here on WHFR Dearborn, where we're making waves every day. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to